Hello, everyone. This is LS, your hostess. And no, not the letter L. E-L-L-E. L. Welcome to the Seven Keys podcast. In the last episode, Ash Reed and her brother Jax were going on a family walk on a Saturday morning when their parents opened a trap door by accident and fell in. Then a wizard named Exior appeared and told them they had to go through seven doors to find seven keys and bring them back to unlock the trap door and save their parents. Well, let's get right to the episode. Ash landed hard on cold cement as the swirling purple portal closed behind them. Ouch, she moaned, rubbing her bottom. She looked around. She and Jax were now in a bustling city. She folded her arms over her chest. Why do you look all humph-y? Jax asked her, feeling around for his glasses, which had fallen off in the jump. Ash handed them to him, and he put them on. Humph-y? That's not even a word, Ash informed him. But we're in a huge city. How are we supposed to find the key guardian or whatever? I'm not sure, said Jax. We could ask someone for directions, maybe?
Directions to where?
I'm not sure, Jax repeated. Or how about we ask some people if they are the protector?
Well...
Ash tapped her chin with her finger, then pulled out her sketchbook and pencil and started to sketch the landscape.
Why are we doing that now when we could be looking for the protector? Jax whined.
Shh, Ash said, finishing her rough sketch. This might help us at some point in the journey. Now, we need to plan some things. She motioned to a bench near them. Let's sit down for a minute, okay?
Okay, Jax grumbled,
and they sat down. All right, so that... Exior weirdo, Ash started.
He's not a weirdo, Jax protested.
Ash rolled her eyes. Fine, so that Exior nut job said there would be different skills the protectors will test us on, so we need to figure those out.
And how are we going to do that? Jax asked.
Well, I'm not really sure, Ash said, flipping to a clean page in her sketchbook, but we can at least write down the ones that seem the most logical.
It's always logical with you, isn't it? Jax grumbled.
Sometimes. Ash nodded on her pencil. So, Exior actually gave away two of them. Speed and strength, remember? And those are pretty typical, so maybe we can guess the other ones by typical. She wrote down speed and strength, then looked up. Also, we know there are seven skill tests because of the whole seven doors and seven keys thing. Jack swung his legs back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Ash, can we please leave now?
Not yet, Ash thought for a moment. Maybe
sneakiness?
Now you're the one using strange words, said Jax.
Sneakiness is a word, Ash protested.
Ash! Jax suddenly exclaimed, then hopped up from the bench and ran over to a board a few yards away. She couldn't see what it said from where she was sitting. Ash sighed, put away her sketchbook and pencil, and walked over to him.
It's a map, Jax said excitedly. He loved maps.
So? Ash asked.
So, Jax said slowly,
come on, Ash, fill me in here.
So you love maps? Ash asked,
but as soon as the words came out of her mouth, she realized the real reason for his excitement.
Oh, she said, so we could find an area to search.
Exactly, Jax said, and look, what could be a more perfect location for a protector than a remote forest a few miles away?
Ash grinned. Jax, you're a genius.
Why, thank you, Jax said, smirking. Ash held up a hand.
Wait, but what if the protector isn't in the forest?
Then we go somewhere else, I guess, Jax said, shrugging.
Okay, Ash said, but the forest will have been a tremendous waste of time if that's the case.
But Ash, Jax said, a forest? Come on, that's totally the perfect place.
What if they wanted to blend in more and the protector is somewhere in this huge city? Ash asked.
Jax groaned. Come on, Ash, can we just try the forest?
Yeah, we can, Ash said. Sorry, I'm just a bit confused by the whole thing.
Jax frowned at the map. Okay, now we have to figure out where we are on the map so we know how to get to the forest.
We could ask someone, Ash suggested.
Good idea. Jax walked up to a lady who was passing by.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to the forest from here?
The lady frowned.
Why on earth would you want to go to Creedale Forest?
Jax blushed. Nature hike?
The lady nodded. Just be very careful in there. Rumor has it that forest is extremely dangerous in some parts.
Well then, there's a map over there. It will show you how to get there.
One more thing, said Jax. Do you by chance know which part of the city this is? Me and my sister don't live here, so we're not too familiar with the area. The lady nodded again. This is Northern Creedale. Jax thanked the lady and went back to Ash. She says the forest is dangerous, he reported. That's all she said? Ash asked. No, she also said this is Northern Creedale. Jax searched the map until he found the name and set his finger on it. Oh, so the forest isn't too far from here. Cool, Ash said. So we'll probably only have to walk for about a half an hour. I didn't bring my water bottle, Jax complained. I'm going to be so thirsty. Ash picked up an empty water bottle sitting on a bench and tossed it to him. There's a drinking fountain over there. Go fill it up. Jax scrunched his face a little. But that's gross! Who knows who used this before me? Well, if you want to be thirsty, that's fine by me, said Ash, shrugging. Fine, Jax said, then went to go fill up the water bottle. When he came back, Ash took out her phone and snapped a picture of the map. Perfect, let's go, Ash said, and they started walking. Are we there yet? Jax asked after a few minutes. Nope, Ash said, pulling up the picture of the map on her phone. See, Jax, this is City Hall. She pointed to a big building next to them. Then she pointed to the map. And City Hall is right here, kind of close to the forest, but we're definitely not there yet. Okay, Jax said with a sigh, taking a drink from the used water bottle. They walked for a while, and then finally reached a rusted gate with an old sign hanging from it that read, Creedale Forest. That's on the map, Ash said, looking down at her phone. Yay, we're here, Jax exclaimed, oblivious to the creepiness of the old gate. Ash cautiously opened the gate, which creaked as it slowly opened. When they stepped inside the forest, the gate slammed closed. Ash shuddered, but they kept walking. After 2 minutes, Ash stopped abruptly, and Jax knocked into her. Did you hear that? She asked, anxiously looking around. No, I didn't hear anything, Jax said. Ash shook the bad thoughts filling her head away and kept walking. But somewhere in the forest, cold eyes gleamed in the darkness.
Well, that's a wrap for the second episode. This one was a little short, but I promise you, the next episode will be way longer and way more exciting. Tell me how you liked this episode at ashreadpodcast@gmail.com. If you didn't catch that, that's ashreadpodcast@gmail.com, ashreedpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. LS out.